Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great care of providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at www.mwc.limo or call them at 331-903-0088. And book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Check out Midwest Coach Limousine. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Naper Settlement, check them out on the web at napersettlement.org. Bocconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that's family-owned and operated. Check out Bocconi's.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in their massage chair. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special of $17.95 for that oil change. You heard that right, $17.95. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to napervillealarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois, is family-owned and operated since 1961. It was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk. North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. And Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook, another proud of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Good Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in, where we bring you every week good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. And lots of good things going on today in the Chicagoland area. I know some of you listen to the show from other parts of the country, even the world. I was just checking our analytics here, and we have 2% of our listeners coming from China. How is that possible? You see that word of mouth? That word of mouth, that good word of mouth really spreads, and it could spread from Chicago, Illinois, all the way to China, baby. One of these days, maybe I'll make a trip to China and meet you 2%. I love it. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Show. I want to ask you all what the good word is today. Thanks to everybody on WCKG 1530 AM for tuning in on Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody. What's the good word? You know, we're on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. We've got, of course, our Facebook page. And you know what? Our growing Instagram. Oh, my God. Instagram. I hate to say that. Oh, my goodness. Instagram is really blowing up. So if you got something to say, you want me to post something about a charity event or good thing coming up, maybe you've got some good news to share, drop me a line. Of course, we need permission, but we'll post it on our Instagram page, which is really, really just blowing up. I can't get over that. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. As I mentioned, you have a good guest on the show today. We're back to school. Just days away, the countdown has begun in the Chicagoland area. Kids are going to go back to school starting this coming Monday. I know my own high schooler is heading back to school on Monday, and then my middle schooler will be the following Monday. How do you like that? They're a whole week apart. That's okay. I like to hang on to them as much as I can. I'm one of those parents that likes them home for the summer. I wish I could homeschool, but no, I don't really have the capacity to do that mentally. So I really, really have a lot of respect for those moms that can do that. I wonder how they do that. One of these days I'm going to have to sit in on you guys and check out how it's really done. So I got to tell you, my good word this week is I do a shout out to Sprinkles in Chicago. Yesterday, after a long, long day, can you believe it? I was headed to the beach, but can you believe we made a little pit stop to the Apple store? You may have heard about the phones and how the batteries are going so quickly and fast. Well, my daughter's battery goes from 100% to 2% within 20 minutes. So there was clearly a problem. So we needed to make a quick stop at the Apple store. We did it in Lincoln Park, and they said it would take a half hour to change out her battery. And then, of course, in that conversation, the Apple service person, very nice man, said, hey, maybe you should have your phone checked out too. So I left my phone too, thinking it was going to be a quick fix, half hour. Of course, nothing is that easy, right? Half hour later, we come back, and actually there was something that broke in both of our phones. So they actually replaced our phones for free. Which really, it wasn't an upgrade, people. So don't get crazy and call the Apple store and try to get a new phone. This just happened. They gave us the same phone back, but was brand new. But guess what? We had to restart, restore, all of that good stuff. It took 4 hours by the time we got out of the Apple store. Crazy. So what was my point? I'm not doing a shout out to Apple, although I appreciate their honesty in giving us a new phone. But I can't believe how long it took for everything to transfer over. But on the way home, we passed by an ATM. Now, this is not any kind of ATM that you've ever seen before. This is my kind of ATM, probably yours too. It's bright pink. It's on Canal, just off Michigan Avenue in Chicago. Passed it by, pulled over really quick, jumped out, insert credit card into ATM. Not money coming out, folks. Something even better. Cupcakes. Cupcakes coming out of an ATM. Isn't that hilarious? This is over at Sprinkles. They're not paying me to do this. I'm not looking for more cupcakes. Lord knows I don't need more cupcakes in my life. I'm trying to lose some weight here. But how clever and cute was that? An ATM, a cupcake ATM. So Sprinkles, thanks for making our night. It was really fun. So we could check that off our bucket list this summer. We went to a cupcake ATM. How fun is that? Oh, gosh, too funny. Okay, couple of announcements here really quick. Misericordia is having a family fun fest. Let me quickly get up that announcement. Here we go. Plan to attend Misericordia's Family Fun Fest on Sunday, September 9th, from 11 until 6 p.m. There's live entertainment, food, fun for everyone. Misericordia is dedicated to providing extraordinary programs for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They're located in Chicago, 6300 North Ridge. Free parking available at the S&C Electric at the corner of Devon and Ridge Avenue. Check out Misericordia's Family Festival on Sunday, September 9th. Of course, we will be there. And then my old alma mater, Garen, well, it used to be called Mother Garen, now it's Garen Prep, over on the northwest side of Chicago. They're having food, fun, live music, and more, 40 rides for children of all ages, at the third annual Garen Fest held at Garen Prep High School in River Grove. It's Thursday, August 23rd through Sunday, August 26th. We're proud to have the Dolly McCarthy Show be a sponsor of this festival. Every evening, live music from 9 local bands, including Cashmere, Smoke and Guns, and Generation. There's going to be local food vendors offering Polish and Italian specialties. You know who's in that neighborhood now. Lots of Italians and lots of Polish people. Some of the best food around. There's also going to be a beer garden, wine tent, and specialty drinks for the adults in the family. Unlimited carnival rides are available with a special mega pass available online. For more information, check out GarenPrep.org. Enjoy Garen Fest at Garen Prep High School, 8001 West Belmont in River Grove. Okay, so we got those announcements out of the way. Not that they're a chore. I love doing that. Hey, I'm getting some information from you all, some good words. I love it. Keep sending it to me. But first, now we're going to go to our guest on the show today. It's back to school. Yes, it is back to school. Drum roll, please. Are you guys ready for this? Are you ready for back to school? This is the weekend where we go, for my family, the Super Walmart. No, they're not paying me to do that. I'm just being honest with you. Where I go to the Super Walmart in Delavan, Wisconsin, because the taxes are cheaper there. And I check off the list. We get everything we need for the holidays. It's a mom's holiday. When we go back to school. I'm kidding. We check off the list. With 5 kids, you're going to find the cheapest places. And I found it.
Hello!
Can you hear me, everybody? I hope so. I hope you can hear me. I don't know what happened there, but my show just hung up on me. You know, I'm working from my home studio today, and it got disconnected somehow. But I'm back on the air as a guest, it looks like. Everything is digitalized these days. It's got to make it complicated, right? Okay, let's just move along here. We don't know what happened there. But my first, my guest is Jennifer Nabong. She's been on the show before. She's a Minute Clinic nurse practitioner. We're talking about back to school. And of course, with back to school, we've got your health and safety checklist, thanks to Jennifer, who's going to go through it with us. We're going to have your questions answered about vaccines, physicals, you know, daily medications your kids may take. How about healthy lunch choices? You know, should you pack lunch for your kids or let them enjoy the school cafeteria, the conveniences of that? And staying safe and cool when it's super hot in those early few weeks of school. So please welcome to the show. We're back on the show, Jennifer Nabong. Jennifer, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. I apologize if maybe I disrupted the show somehow.
No, you didn't. Not at all. No, we're in the digital age here, and I must have clicked some magic button on my screen here on accident. So you did nothing wrong. You were great. You were patiently waiting while I went through all those announcements. So appreciate it, Jennifer. And you've been on the show before, have you not?
Yes, I've been on the show for the past couple of years, and
yes.
I really appreciate you having me back here. I love being able to talk to your followers about back-to-school safety and child safety. It's one near and dear to my heart. Aside from being a provider, I am a mom myself, so I understand where everyone is right now when it comes to the back-to-school and what we need to do to prepare. So hopefully the checklist that I have in store for you will help you guys get back into that gear of the kids getting back into their first day of school next week.
That's right. So, a lot of people are starting next week and the week after. And so for many folks, you know, we got to get to the stores and get all the things, check off the list, of the school supplies. But there's a lot more important things, too, to consider. And so, Jennifer, we're going to run through that list. What do we start with? Vaccines? What's required for students starting school, like booster shots and all of that?
Right. No, I think vaccines are the best place to start because there are certain immunizations that are required. Some of the immunizations are dependent on the child care facility or the preschool that your child is going into, and it can be a little different for our younger children to our children that are entering the sixth grade. So for younger kids that are going into kindergarten, they're getting their boosters from their early childhood vaccines from when they were an infant. So they're getting their polio, they're getting chickenpox vaccines, they're getting what we call a DTaP, which is your diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. Pertussis is whooping cough. As some of you may remember, a couple years back in Illinois, we did have an outbreak of whooping cough. It's really important that they get those boosters.
Oh, yes.
It's horrible,
I got one, too. How did I get one as an adult? Did I not, my booster didn't go through or something as a child? Or I was so surprised that I got whooping cough.
You know, vaccines are not always 100%, but the longer you wait for that booster with your tetanus and your pertussis booster, you really need to have one at 18 years and older to be protected for your adult lifetime. So if you had your tetanus booster that also included the pertussis younger than 18, that could justify why you were prone to getting whooping cough. You know, it's really important, too, for that good hand washing. And then, of course, like I said, making sure that everyone is staying current and getting their boosters when they're scheduled to get them. So, for instance, our sixth graders, they would be expected to get what we call a Tdap, which is your tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccine. So, again, that one's including the whooping cough and giving that extra boost of protection. Your hepatitis B vaccine, if that series hasn't been completed, that's another one that's required. And the last one that's required for our sixth graders is our meningitis vaccine and protecting against the infection that causes inflammation in your brain. Another important thing is for any of your listeners that are moving into Illinois, or maybe they're moving out of Illinois, again, to check to see what vaccines are required by that new school system, because some schools vary state to state as what their requirements are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is the meningitis vaccine required for, I'm trying to refresh my memory, in high school, or is that college that they get that before they go to college?
That's actually a very good question. There's actually two types of meningitis vaccine. We have your meningitis vaccine that we give to our high school students, our sixth graders, and then also we do provide a booster to our high school students. And that is for the meningitis vaccine that protects against four strands of meningitis. And then there's a separate one called meningitis B, and that one is not required, but it's recommended for students that are going into dormitory settings, because that particular meningitis is found when you're in a college dorm or on real close proximities, like if you're on an athletic team and you're in that age range
right.
Your 16 or the early 20-year-olds. That might be in that group environment and setting.
You know, Jennifer, real quick, we got a lot to talk about, but I want to just, I've had a personal experience. A friend of mine, when I was back in college, my freshman year, I passed away because she got meningitis. She had a headache, and she went to bed early and didn't wake up. So, and they found out she had meningitis. So the one thing that I would say is get those vaccines up to date, parents, especially for those college kids going away. But also let your kids know if they're not feeling right, don't hesitate to go to the university health office, or, you know, don't just go to bed. You know, let people know that you're sick. Even those, my daughter got, well, she's going to shoot me for saying this, mono last semester at college. And she didn't tell me for 2 weeks. We had to drive up there and take her to the ER. She thought she could fight it on her own. So it's really good and helpful, parents, to just sit your kids down before they go off. They think they're so independent. Let them know that we're here for them and remind them not to do it alone and fight it alone, because those things can really turn very serious and cause a lot of problems later on. Okay, enough of my two cents. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Jennifer, let's talk about school sports physicals too.
Yes. First, I'm sorry to hear about your friend, and I do reiterate your messaging that it's important if your child is having any symptoms of severe headaches and when they're going away from school for the first time, just to educate them about their health care needs. That's a great message
right.
to give.
Absolutely.
So,
is a physical needed to start school every year or maybe when they're just playing sports?
No, actually, your child really should be seen by a health care provider every year. That's the rule of thumb, is for that annual physical. But in Illinois, the requirements for an actual school physical form is for when kids are going into pre-kindergarten programs, kindergarten, sixth grade, and then again in the ninth grade. They'll get an annual physical for enrollment, and the healthcare provider will fill out a certificate of child health form that you'll provide the school, showing that your child is okay and healthy to go to classes.
Okay.
In addition to that, we can't forget about the eyes and the teeth. Dental exams are required in the second and sixth grade, and then you do have second grade, and when entering school for the first time, they do recommend having an eye exam. As to your point, Dolly, with sports physicals, any time that your child is going to be participating in sports, even some community recreational leagues require a pre-participation physical. And that's a separate form that's a little bit different from the standard school physical form. And certainly you can visit your family health care provider or even see us at MinuteClinic. We'll be happy to do your exam there for any of those medical exams, such as the school physical and the sports physical, and certainly the immunizations.
Okay. Now, talking about sports, we've got kids that are starting their school sports, you know, before school even starts, particularly football, fall ball, even golf. There's some essential things that you should make sure your kids are doing to stay safe and cool. You know, you have some tips on when it's really hot out there in the Chicagoland area. this past week was extremely hot. Everybody had their air cranked up. But the week before was great. Perfect football weather, right? But this week was a different story. Pretty hot, folks. So we've got to take extra precautions, don't we, with our kids that are playing sports
yes.
during these hot times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we most certainly do, Dolly. Staying cool is really important, especially in the dog days of summer, as they call them. So hydration is always going to be key, making sure that your child is drinking plenty of water and staying well hydrated, which means going to the store, buying a water bottle that they like and is easy for them to use so they can bring it out to their practice fields with them and also during lunchtime. Also, not forgetting about our skin, one of the largest organs, and making sure that you purchase a sunblock that is at least 30 SPF for your child to protect their skin to prevent any kind of skin cancers from forming later on in life. They really should apply it before they leave in the morning and then in a small container before they're outside participating in their, whether it's the playground or any practice fields if they're in sports themselves. And then the other thing, too, in staying safe, is if your child is walking to school or perhaps they're riding their bike to school as the days are getting shorter, we know that our light in the morning is going to be a little bit darker. Make sure that they're wearing some vibrant colors, even if they have a strobe light or something that flashes, so that they're easily identified by motorists talk about bike safety, helmets, protective gear. It's all very good things to keep
right.
your child
good,
safe.
Good reminders. Good reminders. That bike helmet for sure. Okay, we've got just about a minute and a half left here. We're talking to Jennifer Nabong, who is with the Minute Clinic. She's a nurse practitioner giving us some tips. And she's got some healthy lunch choice tips for moms and dads out there. Jennifer, tell us what's best for our kids and how to enjoy a healthy lunch. Is it always best to pack a lunch or grab something from the school cafeteria?
You can actually go with both options nowadays. Option one, having your child have a meal from the school cafeteria is fine, as most schools are now offering more nutritionally balanced options. Then I personally like to meal plan at the beginning of the week. That way I know I'm putting in a lean protein for my child along with some fruits and vegetables. You can cut everything up and put it in little baggies or little plastic containers. Set it up for five little cases in the fridge, and all they have to do is just take one and put it in their lunch pail, and away they go each day. And then it helps them to prepare for it on Sunday. And, you know, we kind of make like a family time with it and talk about healthy eating habits. But you
awesome.
Can really go either way.
Mm-hmm. Great tips. One last tip. Instead of those baggies, look for those lunch pails that have the different compartments so you can just pour in the vegetables and the fruits and the sandwiches right there in the compartmentalized plastic box that you could use every day, you know? Okay, Jennifer,
yes.
Nabong, thanks so much. The Minute Clinic, check them out on the web. Jennifer, why don't you give us all the details? Where can people check out the Minute Clinic?
Yes, you can definitely check us out online. We are at We are at www.cvs.com/MinuteClinic. And we are open 7 days a week, and we are happy to help all of our patients. Certain locations do allow you to register online. We have our reservation for the same day appointment, and we also have an option for you to make an appointment 7 days in advance. I do recommend if you need to come in for a sports physical or vaccines to do make your reservations online ahead of time. That way you know what time to show up at the clinic you're ready to go and be seen by the provider.
All right. Jennifer Nabong, thanks so much with the Minute Clinic.
Thank you. You have a great day, Dolly.
And tune in next week for another great edition of The Good Show. So long, everybody.
Yeah.